81 was successful, 82 ended in disappointment because I got sick at the end of the year in the European Championships and missed out on winning my European title, got second place. I then went into 83 with the same symptoms, which got worse and worse.
What was wrong with you?
I had toxoplasmosis, but it took a long time for it to be identified. In fact,
what is that?
It is not a virus. It is a protozoa, which is an infection, and it just fed off me. And it's not an uncommon thing. You know, they think I probably picked it up from cats or contaminated meat or water or something like that. So I trained a lot in Mediterranean. I trained a lot in Italy during the year. And I just got, you know, I was just up and down. One day I run well, I train well, and then I go 3 or 4 days feeling like death warmed up.
And how long did this go on for?
This went on effectively from halfway through 82 to the beginning of 80, to the end of 83. And I had to pull out of the World Championships in 83 because I was just not.
What does that do to you mentally? I mean, there must have been times when you just thought, it's not worth it.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I nobody could tell me. I knew I was feeling physically, was feeling ill, but nobody could tell me why, and I had a battery of tests and all sorts of things until I went to see a really good doctor, a guy who ran an infectious diseases unit, and he had some tissue removed, and they found it in there. And after some very heavy drug treatment for a few months, you know, although I didn't feel great, the drug treatment actually felt worse than when I was feeling ill from the complaint. But to cut a long story short, I virtually had no season at all in 83 and got back into training early in 1984. So, I mean, when I got back into training at Haringey in 84, you know, I was about as far from going to an Olympic Games as I'd ever been.
And what? I may be imagining this, but wasn't there a lot of speculation during that time when you were ill that you weren't? It's worth taking that one time to discuss that. Happens to athletes.
No, it does. I mean, I got that's the subject of all sorts of articles. I mean, half of them. One newspaper came out as close as they dared to say that they thought I was suffering from AIDS, which, given that I don't think actually in 1983 I even knew what it was. I mean, it was very much a new thing on the scene. You know, others were saying I was going through a mental breakdown. The Daily Mail managed to write a wonderful article written by some penguin, some paperback psychologist that said that I lived a life of, I was a complete recluse. I was separated from my family, never spoke to them, lived in rented accommodation in Loughborough, which amused my mates that I was actually living with, because they never remembered me paying rent to anybody. In fact, they actually made me up a big rent book after the article.
I mean, did you laugh at the time?
Oh yeah, and Daily Star, my favourite quote from that. My favourite quote still comes from that period where I was as unapproachable and unpleasant as Frank Sinatra on a bad night.